It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. At the Grammy Awards this month, two Wisconsin musicians took home the award for Best Chamber Music or Small Ensemble Performance for their recording of Land of Winter, composed by Donica Dennehy. The modern tone poem explores the subtleties of Ireland's landscape through the seasons. We're hearing the eighth movement on the album, July.
Michael Clayville and Aaron Lesser are part of the 22-member chamber orchestra called Alarm Will Sound. They also teach at Lawrence University's Conservatory of Music in Appleton.
The two join us for a look at the award-winning album and what it's like to win the biggest award in music.
Michael Clayville is a trombonist and founding member of Alarm Will Sound. He's an instructor of music and entrepreneurial studies and social engagement at Lawrence University. Michael, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks so much for having us.
And Erin Lesser is here. She plays flute in Alarm Will Sound, and she's a professor of flute at Lawrence University. Erin, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
So at the Grammys, there are so many categories that don't get televised, that we never get to see. What was it like to be at this awards show and to win?
It was overwhelming. It's truly like a musical Zootopia. You have people representing all parts of the musical spectrum. So everything from children's music to reggae to heavy metal. And classical music is just one out of all of these different genres that's represented there. And to be around so many artists who are creating such incredible music and incredible works was really, really powerful.
Erin, what was your Grammy experience like? And that feeling of getting such a high honor in the music industry.
It was a spectacular day. A lot of the band was able to be there, so it was something we all got to experience together and have our own sense of community, which helped offset all of that awestruck feeling that went along with that kind of day. I've never been to an event that was so big and so produced. It was very exciting.
Where is this Grammy now as we speak?
We believe it's in the mail somewhere. No one actually receives a Grammy at the Grammys. They hand you one for photo ops, and then they take it away from you very quickly, and then they send them out to the winners afterward.
No kidding. I had no idea.
Yes.
And actually, since our band is so big, we received two Grammys that we are going to come up with some fun way to share and pass around through the band over the year. Maybe have our own little photo ops or project to go along with that. And then each member gets a Grammy pin. So we're waiting for those to arrive.
Oh, that's so special. Michael, I'd imagine in the category of best chamber music or small ensemble performance that all of the performances in that category are technically perfect. So what do you think sets a performance apart to be the winner?
Oh, that's a great question. It's hard to see inside the minds of the people voting on this, the members of the Recording Academy. What I hope they saw in this was that, so our group, Alarm Will Sound, is 25 years old. Most of us have made music together for those 25 years, and that we've come to really understand each other and our musical instincts really well. And so in this performance, we're really playing off of each other. We're really trying to be on the same page in what we're communicating through Donica's piece. So I'm hoping that the Recording Academy members heard that. The music itself is also special and I think probably stood out to some of the ears that were listening to.
Erin, did something stand apart for you in Land of Winter? Because, of course, you play lots of different pieces and you work with so many different pieces of music.
I can say with complete honesty that this is one of my very favorite pieces to play. It's one large cycle. The entire album is one piece of music divided into months of the year. And as you play it or listen to it, you're meant to experience sort of a changing light or a changing mood. And it really takes you on this journey. And it's very special. I get very emotional every time we play it. I feel like I relate to the material a lot. I grew up in Nova Scotia. The composer's from Ireland, and there's some similarities in that sort of landscape and coastal environment. And then, like Mike said, we're surrounded by our colleagues and our friends. Alarm Will Sound is turning 25 years old this year, And so these are long-term relationships. And I do think that that creates to this special product that we were able to create.
When I was listening to November and December and January, I kept thinking about how Wisconsin feels like a land of winter as well. Michael, does this music resonate with your feelings about your own home here in Wisconsin that is, you know, a world away from Ireland?
Yeah, I think it does. I think it has a relationship to many people, regardless of where they are. This idea of winter, I think, is one that Donica was exploring in terms of light and in terms of expectations for a particular location. And in Wisconsin, the winters here can be brilliant with the light, and it can be a very clear day despite the blistering cold. I think that comes through in moments that we have, like in December in this work. I'll also say, I think this work is a lot about expectations in terms of what we bring to a piece of music. So Donica is an Irish composer. And when we talk about this music, people expect a certain thing from an Irish composer. They're expecting it to sound like Riverdance, or they're expecting it to have reels in it. And it defies expectation. It comes at you with different ways of making sound and ways of drawing you in. And I think that's universal as well. Like, Wisconsin has a particular stereotype to it, and people might come here expecting something and then experience something completely different, but really fulfilling.
Hmm. Well, let's listen to the seventh movement. It's titled June. Aaron, this is a favorite for you. What do you appreciate about June?
I always feel a golden glow when I get to that movement. It's the prettiest movement, I think, in the cycle. And part of that, I think, is what it comes after. And so, you know, working from the winter into the spring movements, and then May is quite raucous and full of rebirth and tumult. And June is this beautiful oasis of golden light in my mind.
Michael, I heard hope and sweetness in June. How is it for you?
Oh, I find it glorious. I don't do much at the beginning of that movement, so I just put my instrument down and I get to listen to my friends play. I well up with tears every time. It is just truly glorious music.
We're talking with Michael Clayville and Aaron Lesser. They're musicians with the chamber orchestra group Alarm Will Sound. Their recording of Donica Dennehy's composition Land of Winter won the Grammy for Best Chamber Music or Small Ensemble Performance. Aaron, Alarm Will Sound plays a genre you refer to as new music. And for people who haven't heard of it, what are the core characteristics of the genre?
Well, describing what we do is very difficult. We sometimes refer to ourselves as musical omnivores. We love being involved in the creation of new works. We love working with composers directly, especially ones that we can form long-term relationships with. And that doesn't really fit into any one category or genre. So we've worked with electronica artists, we've worked with jazz artists, we've worked with what we would call traditional classical artists who are writing music down in traditional scores. We've done some improvised projects. The list goes on and on. And that is what I truly love about being in this ensemble.
With that, Michael, involves trust and an openness to try new things. Has that challenged you in any way?
It is part and parcel to what I do at this point. And it's kind of built into the name of the ensemble. So the group Alarm Will Sound. I think for each of us, we've had some sort of epiphany when it comes to embracing change and embracing difference. Just a quick glimpse into my backstory. I came to college where I met many of these musicians at the Eastman School of Music. And I was from a pretty traditional background. I had played what you would consider to be standard orchestral music. But then I got to school and I realized that there's a whole world of sound making possibilities that are just beyond anything that I knew existed. And so when alarm sounded, I had this epiphany that, wow, there's so many other voices and so many other perspectives. And it's really what fulfills me at this point is being able to try these new things and try to express things that come from other people's minds.
Back to the piece, Land of Winter. When May rolls around, the movement May, it definitely stood out to me. Let's take a listen. There are some voices, there's some rhythmic shouting, it seems. What is happening in this piece, Erin?
Well, what comes to mind when I hear even just that little clip is the rite of spring, something a lot of listeners probably are familiar with, this sort of primal energy of spring breaking forth from the earth. This movement is quite complex rhythmically, and we have a rehearsal technique we use. We lovingly refer to it as sock puppeting. And we put our hands in the air and we speak the rhythms as we're practicing it so that we remove the challenge of the instrumental playing. And we can just focus on our rhythmic energy and being together and locked in. And the composer was in the room when we were doing this. And he said, wait, do that again. And so we did our sock puppeting again, yelling out all the rhythms, bah, 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 like that. And he said, you know what? I love that. We're going to keep it. So he erased all the music he had written. And instead, we were left with this vocal rhythmic energy.
How did that make you feel to have that left in there?
Well, at the beginning, we were just in a bit of disbelief because we were having fun with it and just using it as that rehearsal technique. And didn't fully appreciate what the effect is hearing it like that. But hearing it in the context of the whole album, I actually respect his decision quite a lot. I think it's a really striking, fun moment.
Logistics here. The two of you live and work in Appleton, but you're two members of an ensemble who live all over the place, all over the country. How are you able to achieve these beautiful performances without living and working in the same place? And Michael, I'm going to toss that one to you.
Yeah, I think it goes back to something you said earlier about trust, and that over time, we've developed this trust for one another and our musical abilities. We've played together for so long that we do know our tendencies and our instincts, and we can play off of that. We also are kind of a new model of making music in this sense, in this way, whereas the traditional model is a large symphony orchestra that they have a physical location and they perform there on a weekly basis or every other week or so. We're a more flexible, nimble model for classical music, and it's one that brings us together for productions. And so we'll get together for a week at a time, and we rehearse for several days and prepare the repertoire that we're going to perform and just get comfortable with things as they come at us.
Flexible, nimble. How do you empower your students to start their own projects together with this perspective and allow it to take it beyond graduation?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is the future that we are trying to teach here at Lawrence University in Appleton. We're talking to our students about new possibilities for making music and how they can find fulfillment, showing them that there are different paths that they could take, that there are things that are necessary for us to do as musicians at this point that involve being able to talk about your music, being able to promote your own music, and put a career together in a very entrepreneurial way.
Something else that is at the heart of that is the idea of passion for what you do. And something we hope that our students discover is what they're passionate about. Once you've discovered that, hopefully you're surrounded by other people that can lift you up and encourage you or join into your projects along the way. And we've had some really remarkable projects come out of our conservatory here.
Erin, you have, both of you have traveled the world as musicians, have studied music. What do you think makes Lawrence special as a music school?
We have a very special community here. Our faculty is full of creative, engaged, individuals all following those kind of passion projects. We have people doing truly unique things and doing it with verve and excitement and all bringing it back to the students with an equal excitement to share and to involve the larger Lawrence community.
And I think from the student point of view, we're lucky to have many students who are just curious and they are looking for new ways to explore and new sounds to develop. And we really appreciate that as part of this environment.
Well, Aaron and Michael, congratulations on this Grammy win and thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having
us.
Michael Clayville is a trombonist and founding member of the chamber orchestra group Alarm Will Sound. He's an instructor of music and entrepreneurial studies and social engagement at Lawrence University. And Erin Lesser plays flute in Alarm Will Sound. She's a professor of flute at Lawrence. They talked about a Grammy win for their performance of Donica Dennehy's composition Land of Winter. And for disclosure, Lawrence University is a business sponsor of WPR.